Post Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is sponsored by BubbleFast, our good friends at BubbleFast, the family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. It's not too late to call us. We had the duck, and no one called, and I'm giving away two beautiful glass champagne flutes with the eBay logo on them. And the all you have to do is call with the secret word at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. Look at you. You're sitting there not calling with the secret word. You got a bottle of champagne and no eBay flutes.
Yeah. How are you going to drink it? Do they have jelly glasses anymore?
Jelly glasses?
Yeah, you know, we non-drinkers, when we go to parties throughout the years, everybody gets a sexy champagne glass or a wine glass that they're holding with their beautiful fingernails, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I go to the manicurist. Everything's great. I say, gee, I don't drink wine. Oh, well, we have Diet Coke. Great. And they give it to me like in a jelly glass.
Yeah.
Or something, you know, something unsexy. So here you have an opportunity to get these sexy champagne flutes.
Sexy. Yes.
Oh, remember earlier in the show we were talking about a scenario in which you send the wrong person the wrong shoe, for instance?
Oh, yeah, that happens.
And we were talking about whether they wanted the good news or bad news first, you know, the type of thing, and that the buyer shouldn't have to do anything, right? Betsy says, better yet, in the sent to the wrong person scenario, the buyer shouldn't have to do anything but be patient while you get it sorted. I've done so by sending a shipping label to the person who received the item by mistake. I create it through eBay, then save it as a PDF instead of printing it, and email it to that person. They've always been very gracious about putting the new label on the misrouted package and dropping it back into the mail stream. So again, Griff, most people are basically good.
That's very good to hear.
Yes.
We like that.
So if you'd like to join us on the chat board, you may do so, or you would be so kind as to send us email. Just click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, and we'll be happy to do what we can to answer that for you.
Okay, yes.
Meanwhile, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And we hadn't quite finished. We were doing those, you know, five things, good customer service.
Yes, we were.
I think yours was on page 16, mine's 15.
No, mine was on
the
15.
Second page.
You thought,
the second page is going to be 16.
Oh, you're so confusing me, babe.
The second page is going to be 15.
Why are you doing this, babe?
So what we did was number five. I just wanted to do number five.
Go ahead. Do a number five.
What's the biggest reason people stop doing business with a company? If you had to pick one, what would it be?
Well, I would say bad customer service.
Exactly.
Right.
According to the 2010 Customer Experience Report by Right Now, the biggest reason people stop doing business with a company is due to a poor customer service experience. In fact, 82% of people have left a company because of a bad customer service experience. I am no longer doing business with a company that I was doing business with a week ago and for a few years because of how I was treated on the phone by one of the people, Griff, just the other day.
Yeah.
So I said, I will never do business with this company again, and I'm not going to. In fact, I'm tearing up my credit card to that company.
Oh, my, tearing it up?
Yeah. There are certain clothing companies for women that offer their own credit card.
Really?
I'm not talking about Macy's or anything like this. I'm talking about, plus-size women's clothing, for instance.
Oh, Lane Bryant.
This isn't Lane Bryant, but it's one like that. All right. So they have their own credit card, right?
Yeah. BustyGal.com.
Exactly. That would be me.
ThunderThighs.com.
Oh, that would be me. Okay. So don't make fun of us, please.
ChubbyLittleGoddess.com.
So basically, I called up and I said to her, I said, listen, I couldn't possibly be late with my payment because I clicked on automatic payments. So that's so in case I would forget to pay Griff, at least the minimum goes in, right?
Yeah, I do that with all
And I think I owed him $222 or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So she was so rude. She says, we do not offer that. We do not offer automatic payment. And then I all of a sudden remembered, I send it out automatically from my bank.
Oh, okay, like bill pay.
To avoid. Yeah, like bill pay.
Sure.
But then I thought, I don't want to do business with a company
that says something
Something like that, or that doesn't have a way to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, please, people. And I've noticed they're a very user-unfriendly kind of place. And this particular credit company is a lot of different. It's the credit company used by a lot of these plus-size women's things. I'm not going to mention it, but it's very difficult to even pay your bill. You have to go way down to the bottom and find in tiny little print a way to pay the bill. And I've noticed that every month. But to tell me we do not offer that service, I thought, well,
which
goodbye.
Which is to say, well, you're lying. We don't offer that service.
Yeah, well,
right?
Goodbye.
Yeah.
I'll see you. So on the other hand, so 82% of people have left a company because of a bad customer service experience. On the other hand, creating good customer experiences and happy customers delivers a big and predictable return on investment because happy customers on average tell 9 people about their experiences. Happy customers also reduce your costs, and the probability of selling to an existing happy customer is up to 14 times higher than the probability of selling to a new customer. So while bad customer service can crush you, delivering excellent customer service can help build loyal customer relationships and reduce churn, increase retention and referrals, and quickly grow your business. Another reason to give good customer service.
It's why we harp on it constantly.
Yep.
You know what, though? Even if you're not looking at it from the point of view of, you know, it's good for my business, it'll make your life a lot easier. Ultimately, in the end, because it takes out a lot of anxiety.
It's like anything else in life, Griff. Most of the problems we've gotten into, we got ourselves into it. We did something to get ourselves into it. I'm not saying always, because some things are just not in our power.
Exactly.
But usually, I mean, think back to your own life, Griff. Things that happened bad to you in your own life, didn't you usually get yourself there?
Maybe a bad choice. You know,
bad choices.
Yeah,
exactly.
Those happen. Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's hear it for bad choices.
Well, we've all done it.
Yeah.
So on July 20th.
They're learning. It's a learning moment.
It is.
Yeah.
On July 26th, eBay announced image search.
We did.
And find it on eBay.
Yes.
New experiences that let shoppers use pictures instead of words to search eBay's catalog of 1.1 billion items spanning the new and truly unique. So when is this going to start?
Well, I don't think we know yet.
Okay.
So that's why we didn't have a, you know, a hard and fast launch date.
So with image search, shoppers can take a photo of an item they want to purchase or use a photo they already have, enter it into the search bar, and eBay will then surface listings that are close match or visually similar. This is fantastic. I could think of another thing this could work for, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have people all the time that put pictures up and say, does anybody know what this is? You know, they found something, maybe they bought it, a little piece of, looks like kitchen equipment or something, and they put it up on Facebook and say, does anybody recognize this? Do you know what this is? It could be used for that also. Maybe
that's true.
You might buy something, you don't know what it is. So we'll be keeping you informed of when all this is going down. And we'll be happy.
Yeah, so you know that we'll be having more news on this as it unfolds.
Right.
Because this is a big deal.
Oh, Patty Coleman. Hi, Patty. How are you doing?
Hi, Lee. I've been better.
Oh,
dear. You don't sound too well.
Vegas is not my friend.
You know what, Patty? I got sick too, sweetheart. Yeah. Instead of fist bumping this year, I hugged and shook hands and I got a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry you're sick.
I forgot my airborne anyway.
Oh, dear.
Oh, sweetheart. I'm so sad. I'm sad. I'm sorry.
Well, I think I have the secret word.
Okay.
Well, this could help you. What is it?
Magniloquent.
That's absolutely correct. Yes.
What does it mean? We hate to make you talk, but what does it mean?
No, it's okay. Speaking in or characterized by a high-flown, often bombastic style or manner.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who does
Our
that.
Very own Griff.
Yeah, that's, well, he especially knows a lot of things.
Well, you know what? I know one thing for sure, and that's you're getting two beautiful champagne flutes with the eBay logo on them.
Awesome.
So all you have to do is, I think I have it, but just to verify, send me your address to griff@ebay.com, and I'll get them in the mail for you.
Magniloquent.
Sure,
M-A-G-N-I-L-O-Q-U-E-N-T. Speaking in a grand or pompous style. Oh, yes.
I don't know anyone who does that.
Oh, yes, Griff.
It sounds like a Disney character, actually.
It does. Oh. Magniloquentia. Yes, it does.
Yeah. A princess.
Well, Patty, we're going to let you go, sweetheart, because
Patty.
Need to take care of your voice. Okay?
It'll go away. All right.
Go have a nice, big, tall glass of, what does he have? Tea and lemon, right?
Tea and lemon. You can even drink that in your champagne flutes.
You could, that's right.
There we go. I don't want it to last that long. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Congratulations.
Well, this open phone segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Coming up next, our closing segment of today's eBay Radio Show. Don't miss it.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 415.
Selling more profitably starts with buying smarter. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Customer Service. He says a lot of prices have dropped over the years, making smart buying a must. He explains.
It's not a secret. Things have changed, and eBay's put so much product out there. The law of supply and demand start coming into play. It's not something wrong. It's just something that happens, and I need people to be aware of it. When they buy, the value or what the items sell for have dropped quite substantially over the years. But it does ebb and flow, so it goes up and down.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top-Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
Well, well, well. Today's closing segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Hey, I've got some sad news.
Oh, no.
Just came over the wire.
Oh.
One of my favorites, Glenn Campbell, just passed away.
Oh, he's been having so many health problems.
Well, he had Alzheimer's disease,
yes.
And he retired a couple of years ago, and he was 81. That's the news.
I am a lineman for the county.
I love those songs.
And
Jimmy
I
Webb.
Ride the main road.
Great American songwriter.
81.
Yeah.
Lived pretty good. I mean, 81's a pretty good run.
I lived for that show when I was a kid. I adored it. It was live music on TV.
I know.
It was and he had the best musicians. Lots of country stars, but lots of other musicians
well,
as well.
You know that he was 50 years in show business, sold 45 yeah. million records, it says here.
Mm-hmm.
Won 4 Grammys in the country and pop categories for Gentle on My Mind.
Yeah.
See, and by the time I get to Phoenix, these were crossover hits.
Oh, they were.
You don't
huge
have
hits.
A lot of those anymore.
Oh.
You don't. Yeah. But there used to be some crossover hits between pop and country and rock and roll. And he did it. Well, wasn't he like with the Beach Boys or something?
Well, he got his start in Hollywood as a session musician, a guitarist, and he played on a lot of very well-known pop records. And he was a guitarist on a lot of Beach Boys records. But I loved that show. I loved watching the musicians come on and sing. They were so amazing. And it was just, it's the kind of thing you don't see anymore, you know.
Well,
I sound like my grandfather now.
No.
Well, when I was a kid.
You should listen to some of Glenn Campbell's stuff if you're into music at all.
Oh, it's wonderfully produced. Some of the Jimmy Webb stuff is incredible. You know who Jimmy Webb is.
Absolutely. I know who Jimmy Webb is.
One of my favorites. Just an amazing composer. I mean, he's the guy who wrote, MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. Richard Harris. It was a big deal in our day. Don't remember because it was so long. It was long pop song. It was a pop song, and it went on for like
people could
six
use
minutes.
It. Disc jockeys could use it for their potty record. Really?
Well, I hadn't thought of that, but I guess
the 7-minute version of El Paso.
Yeah,
that was mine. Really?
You mean out in the West Texas town of El Paso? There's a long version of that song.
There is a 7-minute version of it.
The short version was long enough.
Oh, I loved that song.
That was a great song.
That's me. Okay, are we ready to do some seller events here?
Oh, I totally forgot. That's normally what we do.
Mm-hmm.
What was I thinking?
I don't know.
Now I got to get to the page. Why don't you start and I'll get there soon.
Okay, well, basically if you go to the archive page, you know, mm-hmm. where you go to listen to the archives,
yeah.
the podcasts as they were. They are.
Mm.
You will see seller resources up at the top, and if you hover over that and click on seller events, then all the events that are happening in your hometown, eBay-wise, will come up.
That's
For
right.
instance, the first one is taking place August 10th. Surf's Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group Meetup. That's this Thursday from 6:15 to 8:30 p.m. at Felipe's Pizza Grotto in Poway.
Mm-hmm.
And a topic is a review of eBay Open 2017 plus a visit from eBay Shine Awards winner from young entrepreneur Sierra Brown, the Diamond Hanger. $11 buys you pizza, salad, and a beverage.
The next one on our list is August 15th, 2017, and I can't even escape slipping back into the accent because it's the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. It's going to take place on Tuesday, August 15th at 2017 at 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Roundabout Dyna Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The topic will be a panel review and discussion of eBay Open 2017. It'll be wicked fun.
If you want to see our boy Griff here,
eBay
and e-commerce sellers of the Bay Area meetup is happening on August 22nd. That's a Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. at eBay headquarters in San Jose. The topic will be using Instagram to promote eBay listings.
On August 25th, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen. This takes place in their normal location from 6:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And I'll be Skyping in to have a Q&A chat with the attendees.
You have fun doing those, don't you?
I love it. It's so much fun, yeah. When the technology works, great. Sometimes you get a little hiccup in there, but...
Yeah, but what the heck?
What the heck?
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
August, and do you have your doggies in the background and stuff?
I try to keep them in the other room because they're all very barky now, so it can be disruptive.
How come they're barky now?
Well, because they look out the window and they see people and they go, bark, bark, bark.
Oh, they're not any more barky than usual.
Yeah, but there's four of them now.
No, I thought maybe you might tell me something about dogs. I don't know. Like, as they get older, they get
more
barky.
Well, when they're a group, when there's more than one, right, they've got to warn each other. Hey, there's something going outside.
Oh,
hey, look.
Now you've got four.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
So, August 26th, this is our last one. eBay sellers in the Denver metro area meetup. 6 to 9 p.m., that's Saturday, August 26th, at John and Pam's place in Denver. The topic is eBay's new guaranteed delivery program, and we will do our usual potluck barbecue.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
So if you've got an event and you want to talk about it, make sure you send it in to Lee and put it up on the board.
Yeah, well, actually what it is it's sent to submit a seller event up at the top of any of our archive pages.
There you go. Could be easier.
Just click on submit a seller event. In fact, somebody just did.
Yay!
Chicagoland area eBay and e-commerce sellers group is meeting tomorrow, August 9th, 2017, from 6:15 to 9 at Jimmy's Char House, 1180 West Devon Street at Roll Wing Road in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. And this month, we're excited to have two of our own members present on two different topics.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia. We'll be live again on Thursday, August 10th for Ask Griffin Lee, and then we'll be back next week as well. So, see you then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.